It was an initiative that kicked off last year for COVID-19, and this weekend, Music from the Home Front returns, and one of the fronting bands is Lime Cordial. Ollie from the band joins us now. Welcome back, Ollie.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here. How are you feeling about Music from the Home Front coming up this weekend?
Oh, man. It's one of the best venues in Melbourne, first of all. Pretty huge lineup. We did it last year all on Zoom, so it's pretty nice to be in the flesh.
Now, of course, here in SA, we'll be watching you one of two ways, either through Channel 9 Live at 7:30, or you can actually get it live streamed 7 o'clock on YouTube. So, as you said, yeah, you did the stream performance last year. You're actually hitting the stage this year. What are you going to bring? Like, what do they say? Hey, you guys can do two tracks. Like, what are the choices for you?
Well, there's an audience there. We actually played this venue, the Sydney Meyer Bowl, a couple of months ago, and it was our biggest audience, even though it was, at a quarter of the capacity of what that venue can take. So, it was, they get about 3,500 people or something in there.
Awesome.
And, we play three songs, and then one of them, I guess, ends up on the telly.
It'd be hard to pick your favourite, though. It'd be like, saying you have a favourite kid, which everyone does, I reckon, but you just don't say it out loud. Is that a bit of the process?
Oh, man, I normally just let other people choose. It is too hard, And sometimes, the more popular ones are the ones that we don't really want to play. We'd want to play something, that hardly anyone knows.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you just choose. We'll play whatever.
Do you find it hard just leaning into that, playing the same sort of hit songs on repeat? Is it hard to find the enthusiasm, or is it the crowd that kind of lifts you up there?
Yeah, I think they lift it up. I mean, there's something about playing the same set or a similar set over and over again.
Mm.
You just get, I don't think we really got super, super tight live until we did our first Europe tour, because it was, we'd just be playing every single night for 6 weeks. You get these like tiny little intricacies. The shows change a little bit every night. So if you're at one of those shows at the end of the tour, it would have just been a way better show than at the front, It's just, well, for us anyway, it's one of those things that people don't notice. But, you just catch a little drum fill or, you just do a few little vocal things to match someone else's instrument. We start listening to each other a lot more than just concentrating on what we're doing ourselves.
We've seen this week that Lime Cordial have just announced their national tour, the 14 Steps to a Better You tour. Adelaide not yet on the list, but hopefully we can twist your arm to add us in there. I wonder if you can weigh in on this, Ollie. We've been having a lot of debate here in South Australia, but I'm sure nationwide this week, about the fact that people are pushing for 100% capacity at sporty events. But, while your band is so hot after the release of your album last year, you've had to deal with, gigs with a percentage at best of an audience. Are the arts really copping it sweet from the government at the moment? What needs to be done? Should they be 100% there as well?
I mean, it's pretty frustrating, and I'm surprised nothing's changed yet. It's like, how can you be that hypocritical for so long and be getting away with it? I mean,
yeah,
that's what the government's good at, I guess. But, I guess it's the big bucks behind it and the big heavyweights. But I think people just need to keep pushing. There's a lot of people that are music fans, and there's a lot of artists that have, huge sway and into people's opinions and things like that. So we just need to keep pushing and just saying it's not good enough, really, because it doesn't make any sense, even to be, we're playing sit down shows at half capacity and things like that. And it's kind of, you go to the footy and it's just absolutely packed. People are drunk and at bars. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
I totally agree with you, but I have to say, you guys have adapted really well to this. We know there was so much drama around your show here in Adelaide. I feel like we spoke the day before you were meant to play at the Therby, and then it was just such a quick turnaround of this weird text message that got sent out. The show's been cancelled again. I reckon it was like half an hour before a lot of people would have been due to leave. And then you guys, I mean, from the outside, it seemed like obviously you handled the situation as you could by jumping on Instagram, letting everyone know what you knew as to why it had happened. And then you jumped straight into an Instagram live concert, which I watched in my kitchen. you've done so well with it. Has it been hard though?
Yeah, I mean, it's the main thing. It's just really hard to keep up with the rules. They just change every 2 seconds. And, you know, that Adelaide show, for example, we were just on the way to the venue and then it was like, oh, wait, hold up. Don't leave yet because there's some shit going on. And it's kind of like, okay, wait, what? And we were meant to, you know, I don't know, submit something to SA Health that then submitted something to the venue that then was meant to come back to us. And it, somewhere along the way, we, you know, there was a box that wasn't ticked, you know, so it shut down the whole show, even though we were in Adelaide and all of that. So, yeah, it's just been tough. And that was just one place we went wrong. But, you know, for one show, we normally just have to go through a lot of crap and then finally happens, and it's really, really rewarding. But, totally. I mean, Adelaide, we need to get there. We're down there for Fresh Produce Festival. So
yeah,
that's
our
main Adelaide show coming up. And I love Adelaide just getting absolutely angry on all over Instagram and socials about not adding one on the tour. But we've got Fresh Produce, and then we've got more that's in the pipelines as well.
Well, we can't wait. It just goes to show what artists are having to go through, what hoops they're having to jump through to get and perform for you at the moment. The great thing is, Adelaide Lime Cordial fans, you'll be able to catch them. Music from the home front Saturday, along with the guys from Limes. You'll have Amy Shark, Bliss and Esso teaming up with Casey Chambers, Vance Joy, the Rubens, and so many talented artists that'll be streaming in as well. Ollie from Lime Cordial, can't wait to see you guys locally again very soon. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.